completely different.
Well, how do you do? This is
something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
I don't understand most of the new country music. I really don't care for it.
Fried chicken farts and blessing hearts. Here comes that gravy boat with Dave Stone.
We're mass communicating.
Just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. I'm gonna kneel and pray every day, lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. You're going to search and find a better way to walk. Now I'm going to spit and polish my old rough-edged self until I get rid of every single flaw. Well, I'm going to be the world's best friend. You're going to go around shaking everybody's hand, yeah. I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
Welcome to the Gravy Boat, Season 2, Episode 4. Hey, it's me, Dave, your lovable host, kicking it off today with Billy Joe Shaver, 78 years young. Billy Joe Shaver, Old Chunk of Coal. That's a classic. That's off his live album, Live at the Austin City Limits. That's a good one. Got a doozy lined up for you today. Of course, I say that every week, but hey, I haven't been proven wrong yet, so shut up. let's see, what do we do today? We'll do some Whiskey Town, we'll do some Waylon, probably something off that recent Isbell album. What else? Some Buck Owens. Been listening to a lot of Buck Owens lately. Throwing some Steve Earle in honor of the LSD tour coming up. Steve Earle, Lucinda Williams, Dwight Yoakam. Not in that order, that would have been SLD. I don't know, you get it though. Lucinda, Steve, Dwight. Do some... I don't know. I'll do some Steve Earle, so we'll do that. How about that? Also, a brand new album out. I've been waiting on this one for a while. Last week, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers put out their second album called Years. They're touring all over the place in support of that thing. I think they were at South by Southwest recently and just literally all over the country. The new album, rock solid from start to finish. Let's do Damned If I Do, Damned If I Don't. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers on the Gravy Boat. Story of my life.
I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be damned.
find my own way back home. I'll be damned if I do, I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be standing at your window, I'll be crying at your door. Oh, baby, it's getting bright outside, let me in. I wasn't fixing Tuesday till closing time. I hadn't planned on running into that moonshine. Well, I tried to get me home by 8, but I was 10 hours too late. Please believe me, it just happened this way. Oh, darling, please believe me, it just happened this way. I'll be damned if I do, I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be damned when I try to find my own. I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be damned when I try to find my own way back home. I'll be damned if I do. I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be standing at your window. I'll be crying at your door. Oh, baby, it's getting light outside. Let me in. If I do, I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be damned when I try to find my own way back home. I'll be damned if I do, I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be standing at your window, I'll be crying at your door. Oh, baby, it's getting light outside, let me in. I'll be singing, baby, it's getting light outside, let me in.
I bet you like that pretty-looking checker you got there you picked out for yourself. Interesting you picked her, isn't it?
Well, shit, I didn't pick her out. She just come over here. She's an ambulance driver, honey.
You didn't pick her out? One woman and a bunch of men around there, and you didn't pick her?
Okay. I didn't pick her out. I can't even have a head-on collision in peace. I could have been torn to pieces here.
Yeah, well, you have fun at the little nightclub.
Well, shit, we didn't get to the nightclub. We ain't been a mile from the house. Was headed that way, and JC bent over to pick up his Molly Hatchet tape. We've been here ever since.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Well, then, let me ask you something, if you're so smart, Mr. Nightclub, okay? Because you're busted. Busted. How come the truck is pointing towards the house? You ever hear of a little thing called female intuition?
Well, yeah. It was pointed the other direction till we hit that line dancer over there. Did you ever hear of centrifugal force?
Sat around and drank yourself blind till we feeling lonely made daddy mean. Wrapped a little bit tight, they tell me. For the methamphetamine. Then my cousin come up from Knoxville and taught me a thing or two. Now I'm headed nowhere but down hill where the Oxycontin blues.
Greatest songwriters of all time are country artists, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, you know? And if you're writing honestly, that is art, and I would never bash that. The problem is, with a lot of modern country music, what is called stadium country music, the sort of Keith Urban brand of country music, is that it is not honest. It is the exact opposite of honest.
Where instead of people actually telling their stories, you got a bunch of millionaire metrosexuals who've never done a hard day's work in their life, but they figured out the words and the phrases they can use to pander to their audience, and they list the same words and phrases off sort of Mad Lib style in every song, raking in millions of dollars from actual working class people. You know the words, you know the phrases, phrases like... A dirt road, a cold beer, a blue jeans, a red pickup, a rural noun, simple adjective. No shoes, no shirt, no Jews, you didn't hear that. Sort of a mental typo. I walk and talk like a field hand, but the boots I'm wearing cost $3,000. I write songs about rotten tractors from the comfort of a private jet. I could sing in Mandarin, you'd still know I'm pandering. Hunting deer, chasing trout, a Bud Light with a logo.
Merle, I'm breaking out in a Nashville rash. It's looking like I'm falling in the cracks. I'm too country now for country, just like Johnny Cash. Help me, Merle, I'm breaking out in a Nashville rash. Should've known it when they closed the Opry down. Things are bound to change in that town. You can't grow if you rip your roots out of the ground. Looks like that Nashville rash is getting round. Help me, Merle, I'm breaking out in a Nashville rash. It's looking like I'm falling in the cracks. I'm too country now for country, just like Johnny Cash. Help me, Merle, I'm breaking out in a Nashville rash. Rock and roll back in the 70s, our country hits today. breaks my heart to see my heroes are fading away. Victims of the Nashville rash, it's Nashville's way. Help me, Merle, I'm breaking out in the Nashville rash. It's looking like I'm falling in the cracks. I'm too country now for country, just like Johnny Cash and Buck Owens and Vern Young, Johnny Bush, Johnny Paycheck, Charlie Pride, Red Lynn. Help me, Merle, I'm breaking out in the Nashville rash. Oh, good God, it's gonna be the death of us.
Welcome back to the Gravy Boat. Dale Watson with Nashville Rash. Off his debut album back in 95, Cheatin' Heart Attack. Dale Watson in L.A. last night at the Echo. Was gonna go. Couldn't get any of my idiot friends to come with me. And as well, the NBA playoffs were on too, so I said, what the hell. But I'll catch him next time. Dale Watson, a fixture, longtime fixture, the Austin, Texas music scene. Been there about 25 years till February. He moved to Memphis, relocated. Not sure why. A lot of speculation in the Austin scene as to why he would kind of uproot and move to Memphis. I don't know. He's one of those dudes. He's moved around. He spent some time in L.A. early in his career, Baltimore. Now he's in Memphis. Had a residency at the Continental Club every Monday night for like 20 years. So I'm sure he'll put his roots down and kind of revitalize that Memphis scene. Of course, all the heritage and history from Memphis, but you haven't heard much out of them lately. I mean, what, Lucero's from there, I think, but it'll be cool to have Dale around Memphis, home of the original Gus's Chicken. All right, it always ties back to chicken, I understand. Before that, Steve Earle, off of 2007's Washington Square Serenade, that was Oxycontin Blues, and kicking that set off with Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, Damned If I Do, Damned If I Don't, off their latest album, Years. Let's keep it going with some Bottle Rockets. Get Down River. It's a Gravy Boat.
Live in a river town. It's pretty little. It's high on the sides and it stinks in the middle. If it rains too much, river comes down, fills up the low spots all over town. Get down, river, a river, get down. Won't you get down, river, a river, get down. Once again, you have messed up this old town. So get down, river, get down. Across towns where I wanna go to see my honey, but I don't know. Guess I'm gonna have to row. Looks like the Gulf of Mexico down by the Texaco. Get down, river, a river, get down. Won't you get down, river, a river, get down. Once again, you hit me. Old towns, get down, river, get down. Once again, you have messed up this old town. So get down.
you hadn't noticed, I wasn't hit by a train. And I have traveled many a weary mile to be back with my wife and my six daughters.
Seven, Daddy.
That ain't your daddy, Alvinel. Your daddy was hit by a train.
Penny, you stop that.
No, you stop it. Vernon here's got a job. Vernon's got prospects. He's bona fide. What are you?
I'll tell you what I am. I'm the paterfamilias, and you can't marry him.
I can, I am, and I will. Tomorrow, I gotta think about the little Warwick gals. They look to me for answers. Vernon can support them and buy them lessons on the clarinet. The only good thing you ever did for the gals was get hit by that train.
Who's gonna dry your big blue eyes day after day? Who's gonna jump when you say frog? Who's gonna bow and scrape after I've gone away? Who's gonna kiss you and who's gonna miss you? Who's gonna hold to your hand? Who's gonna chop your kindle in wood after I've made new plans? Hey, who's gonna be your man? Who's gonna bring you your breakfast in bed? Who's gonna whisper goodnight? Who's gonna keep you warm as toast on those cold winter nights? And who's gonna be your puppy dog when I'm a thing of the past? Hey, who's gonna mow your grass? Who's gonna bring you your breakfast in bed? Who's gonna whisper goodnight? Who's gonna keep you as warm as toast on those cold winter nights? And who's gonna be your puppy dog when I'm a thing of the past? Hey, who's gonna mow your grass? Hey, who's gonna mow your grass?
Trying to make me mad? I said Dr. Pepper is Mr. Pibb.
So am.
Only assholes drink Mr. Pibb.
Drink up.
There's a voice that I can hear sometime out here on the mountain when it's dark and the sky is pouring acid like a fountain. And the memories like cold dust stained the window of my house. So ask them no more questions, they can't sell you no more high. I hear voices all around me in society's depression. Over and over they recite their first impression. And the rivers all cry, the ocean cannot speak, till waters crash into uncharted shore. So dark and bleak. How I wish somebody'd make the voices go away. Seems they're always talking, but they ain't got much to say. Well, a picture's worth a thousand words, but a word ain't worth a dime. We all know they'll go on talking till the end of time. Sign of the times when it's always been this way. Forked tongues and voices behind curtains with no names. Well, they plot their wicked schemes setting fate for all mankind. With evil that can fill God's pretty skies with cloud. That burns bright. Slaves are always talking, ain't got much to say. Well, a picture's worth a thousand words, but a word ain't worth a dime. We all know they'll go on talking till the end of time.
Sturgill Simpson on the Gravy Boat from Metamodern Sounds and Country Music, a song called Voices. I don't know, something about that song reminds me of Randy Travis. Can't put my finger on it. A little bit of that high lonesome, that traditionalist vocal sound. Before that, Buck Owens, Who's Gonna Mow Your Grass? Bottle Rockets kicking that set off with Get Down River. Speaking of Buck Owens, just stumbled upon a new podcast, country music podcast, called Cocaine and Rhinestones. Hosted by David Allan Coe's son, believe it or not. Didn't even know he had it. Well, you could assume that David Allan Coe probably got a few sons out there. But, yeah, David Allan Coe's son. First-hand account of some great stories about 20th century country music. Great episode about Buck Owens in there. Of course, the creator of the Bakersfield sound. Nashville West, if you will. Country music, not just in the South. He kind of started that whole thing, you know, later followed up by Dwight Yoakam, and of course, you can throw Merle Haggard into that mix, but Bakersfield sound, quite an impact on the history of country music, and won't speak ill of the dead, but if you listen closely, a lot of gritty details about old Buck Owens' life. A little more innocent detail here, I didn't realize, he named himself, Buck is not his real name, Alvis was his real name. Took the name Buck, they had a family donkey named Buck, and he said, hey, I'll name myself after a donkey, and then I'll be a country music legend. New music from Nikki Lane, a song called Wild One. It's the Gravy Boat.
You're a wild one, you're a good time, you're a syndrome. You know, I'm drowning, so I got to push you down so I can get my head above water. And culturally, that's what this, we're fucked up right now so badly that we feel the need to push down and degrade and denigrate our ancestors just to make ourselves feel better because we fucked everything up. Mm-hmm. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Just don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I'm a crazy old fuck that lives out in the woods.
To no other field. Simple love is simple truth. There's no end to what I'd do. just because you ask me to. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to. How much I love you, and after all that I've been through, I'd turn and walk away from you just because you ask me to. Lord, I hope you never do. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to.
Gravy Boat, Season 2, Episode 4. My name is Dave. Thanks for listening. First-time listeners, hop on board. Return listeners, thank you so much. Tell a friend. That set there, you heard stuff from Nikki Lane. Not new music. That's she's got a newer album out than that, but that's from All or Nothing, 2014. A song called Wild One. For that, Whiskey Town, Faithless Street. Title track from their album. Was that their second official release, Faithless Street? And wrapping that one up with Waylon Jennings, you asked me to. Whiskey Town, geez, one of my favorite bands. I may have told this story. I used to work at a little small AM station back in Cumming, Georgia in the mid-90s. And every Friday, we'd have bands roll through that were en route to do shows that weekend in Atlanta. We were just north of Atlanta. And a lot of small, kind of unknown bands, but they would always pull up in like a Volkswagen or Volvo station wagon or a little pickup truck. Whiskey Town back in 97 rolls up in a damn tour bus. First alt-country bands I ever heard of, at least from that era, rolling around in a damn tour bus. Did an hour acoustic intimate performance for us there in the studio. Had it on cassette tape for years, and now I've lost it, so would love to be able to listen to that again. Speaking of rare Whiskey Town, not on any of the services, not on iTunes or Google Play or anything, but look for Rural Free Delivery, their first EP. Absolutely amazing. Out of print, but maybe you can find it somewhere. Let's do music from the Nashville Sound, latest release from Jason Isbell. Song called Tupelo. It's on the Gravy Boat. Appreciate you.
Haven't been wasted in a long time, but tonight it feels just fine. Riding home with the windows up, along with a plastic cup of real good wine. When I get out of this hole, I'm going to Tupelo. There's a girl down there that'll treat me fair. Summer is blistering. There ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. No, there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. Said there's nothing left to talk about. age I should have figured out which drawer to put the good knives in, the wars between the weekend store and playhouse down. I kept her close, way too close to me. She never lived up to my memory. Driving fast with the windows down. So there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. No, there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. There ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. Well, there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there.
Yes, sir?
I'm looking for Llewellyn Most.
Did you go up to his trailer?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'd say he's at work. Do you want to leave a message?
Where does he work?
I can't say.
Where does he work?
Sir, I ain't at liberty to give out no information about our residents.
Where does he work?
Did you not hear me? We can't give out no information.
City life's getting harder to handle by the minute. Pressure building more day by day. Working hard to make it. It's getting hard to take it. Knowing you ain't barely bringing home any pay. Well, I'm dreaming of a place with a little slow pace. Where a man can really go have him a little fun. I know damn good and well can't escape my hero to the no good low down work week has gone. Well, take me back there on the mountain. She's a big old rock with a sea sage and sand. She's standing watch old sleep in that old valley. She's waiting to take them troubles from another worried man. From another worried man where the air is pure and clean and the skies are blue. Sunsets need to bring a man to tears. She'll let your hand
much more than friends, like you've been lovers for years. We share love a broken house, aren't you feeling empty soul? Leave a man feeling round up and down. Yeah, but then once again, that desert wind, I'm heading right back towards that old good city blue. Troubles from another worried mind. Wait to take them troubles from another worried mind.
Low and slow. It's the gravy boat.
Since you put me down, I've been drinking just to drown. Lying through the cracks of my teeth, I've been waltzing with my sin. He's an ugly evil twin. He's a double crossing backstabbing thief. Shame on, more, more.
the Gravy Boat. Welcome back. Margot Price, Since You Put Me Down. That's from her first album, Midwest Farmer's Daughter. Before that, Gethin Jenkins with Bell Mountain. I discovered Gethin Jenkins last week at the Roots Roadhouse 2018 here in Los Angeles. Like I talked about, I went to see legendary Shack Shaker, Scott H. Byram, Jesse Dayton. Right in the middle of their sets, Gethin Jenkins. Big old mountain of a man, never heard of him. And very impressed. Killer set. So check him out. He's got an EP from a couple years ago. I think 6 songs on there. But just look up Gethin Jenkins. That's G-E-T-H-E-N. Gethin Jenkins. Love to find new stuff like that. Comedy fans, myself and my good pal Kyle Kinane will be on the road. Pacific Northwest coming up in a few weeks. May 8th, Seattle, Washington at the Neptune Theater. That was almost sold out. Get tickets while they last. May 9th, Bellingham, Washington at the Underground. May 10th through the 12th, Spokane Comedy Club in Spokane. And May 14th in Arcata, California, we'll be at Humboldt Brews. So come see me and Uncle Barbecue. Have a good time. That's it for this episode. We'll see you next week. I'll leave you with the Backsliders, Paper Doll World. It's on the Gravy Boat. Holla at your boy, at Dave Stone Comedy on Twitter. Bye-bye.
Never mind me. How many Polacks take to screw up a light bulb?
I don't know, Glenn.
What?
Nope, takes three.
Wait a minute, no, I told him wrong. Here, I'm starting again. How come it takes three Polacks to screw up a light bulb?
I don't know, Glenn.
Because they're so darn stupid. Shit, man. Listen up. What's the matter? Don't you get it?
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Yeah, my little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Okay, thank you.